could be imagined. Yes, practically it doesn't exist. And in this universe, the first magic of the universe is no duality. And it's really magical. See, it's very easy to make a universe. Everything looks alike. It's like mass production video. Right? In this universe, no two stuff are exactly the same. No. You see, I am no one. I'm one of 6.5 billion, but I have my own code. In my eyes, and my fingertip, in all the cells, I have my own stuff. And it's unique. Isn't it strange? When you hear that the quarks are unique, my goodness, subatomic particles even are not the same. We are all different. So the law is, the point is, we are a carrier of that difference. And we could deal separately with each part of ourselves, in training at least. Isn't it that there are times that you go on the treadmill and you're working on what? On your muscle. You improve your physical existence. You go somewhere, you meditate, you improve your spiritual existence. There are things that you should learn when you come out. That's what you do in meditation. While meditating, you try to do what? To silence this ever-talking mind here. Because we need that silence. We realize that in that silence you could learn more. It looks easy. Whatever we say, it looks easy. But don't be too relaxed, because they will examine you. There are examinations. We went to the story of the wolf and fox. When they are hunting with the lion, the wolf tends to forget the presence of the lion. Why? Me. It's me. He put himself something in between. Remember? Over there, what did he say? He talked about becoming one. He said, when a thread has two heads, you cannot send it through the needle. You should cut it. This cutting is giving up. Again, we come to that. Two different ways. Over there, in scientific pool, when you go to the university, you're trying to add something to yourself. That's what science is, isn't it? You take in information. You do some exercise and absorb the result and things like that. Here, you're just the opposite. Here, we are into eliminate something. And I believe in your culture, you could say, you could imagine when you try to reorganize and get rid of the old files and reboot your computer, to open some space, to get rid of the things you don't need. Okay, this is our first proposal, because you have a lot of stuff you don't need anymore. In that animal life, you needed a lot of stuff to arrive here. You don't need it anymore. Is it right or wrong? Listen carefully. This is not a story. Once upon a time, up to the age of your grandparents. From the beginning up to then, everybody should be able to defend himself or herself against someone else. There was no police going around and this system of protection that you could be a normal human being without learning the fighting abilities. Do we need that anymore? We use it in a sport, in fun, because you don't need that anymore. That's just an example, a lot of stuff. Mainly, we don't need that self anymore. Why? Because whatever we have is not in self, is outside. What do we have? Compare me sitting down here with caveman. What do I have? Of course, a good coffee. What else? What do I have?
More knowledge.
Fine.
Knowledge. Where is that knowledge?
Where or what?
Where? It's in us, it's in culture. Mm. It's not in my bookshelf even. It's the culture. It's ours, it's not mine. And that has been grown. Our knowledge, our culture, our civilization, our way of life, all of that is in us, is not in one of us. Each of us, yes, carries a little bit of that, like each part of a car, which is useful. But the meaning of the culture is in us, humanity. We have arrived to somewhere that we could eliminate these personal gadgets that the animal needed. And the powers over there, one of the main power of the animal, the power of the emergency engine, right? What is the power of the emergency engine in animals?
Adrenaline?
Anger. Mm. Anger is something that will kick in, suddenly you use all your energy, even the reserve one, because this is the moment. We don't need to be governed by anger. That anger is in every pack. They always, every single day, they show their anger to each other. Because they need it. We don't. There are a lot of things that we don't need anymore when we understand the goodness. We could eliminate a lot of that. This was his proposal. He said, listen, we are going, let's say, I'm going to show you the beauty. That beauty is a beautiful person. I'm going to take you there. Okay? Then it's land of beauty. So you should have a beautiful present. Because we shall act beautiful in the land of beauty, right? What do you have when we arrive over to see this beautiful person? What do you have as a gift? He said, oh, of course you could have something. What? In this moment, you don't have anything. Because that's the beauty. That's a beautiful one. That's where it is, the essence of beauty. What one could have? He said, yes, but you could. If you just go through the pain of punishing yourself and get rid of a lot of stuff, then you will shine, right? You will become a mirror, right? Could you imagine what a beautiful gift it is to a beautiful person? A mirror. That's a trick. This is why they panicked. Last night, we talked about this. A little bit in a rush, but this is what it is. Do you remember this story? And he broke the story to say it a little bit tricky. First, he started with that lion and the wolf and that kind of stuff. Then he came to this story of we are going to see the beauty. Then he went to another story of the lion and the wolf again. Then the story of Noah. Then the story of the beauty and the place of beauty. Then he came back to this gift that you are going to take to the beautiful world. This is how he organized the story, right? And this is how I read it. But yes, I was trying to make a point that tonight I re-expressed it. That was the point I was making. You remember the first time that you were here, I explained what I do here. And I wanted to be very clear. First of all, I don't say that I have the last word. No one has. But I'll say because of this, and a long time of studying this, I have discovered some stuff in this. Even some of it I could claim for the first time. Not because you wrote Gopal, I found it because the clue were there. And I try to explain all that to you, that this is a masterpiece. This masterpiece is so well organized that systematically you can see it. And this is a text which has different layers of meaning. Rumi himself will explain it in book 2. He'll say, this information I'm giving you is like that information in that holy book. It has a first layer of meaning, which everybody could know. There is a deeper level that only the sense will know. There is not, and he will go in a way to say there is even a level over there that no one understands, only God knows. Because this is what the text is. Right? What do I do? I try to explain second and the third level of this, because for me it has a lot. Because practically I went deeper and deeper and I found some even exotic levels in this, which is fantastic. But the thing that I'm trying to give you is the second and the third level. First of all, it's something that you read and it needs some explanation only. A well-educated fellow who knows the original language, good, he will give you that. But that first one, to me, is just the form. That you should always remember. That's the way I look at the holy books. Holy books, they have a meaning. That's a superficial meaning, which to me is not the meaning of that book. That's not why it's made, but it's like that. Because if it is booked, means if it was written down, that happened to this book, and there is a lot of fuss about that. And I lived a dangerous life for 2 years because I declared that this real meaning of Quran you're talking about, this is superficial and it's not this. Because to me it's not as simple as this. I claim that a word has so many level of meanings, right? When you're looking at the poem, you could definitely be sure that the poet didn't mean the first one. Because the first one is the superficial one, the way we converse. Poem is an art, and he's trying to say something which is very difficult to be said. So he will give me the hint, he will point to here. He's trying the imagination. That's why understanding the poem